hits TV on the radio. Mornings with Ed and a really good Friday morning to you. I just knew this was going to be a perfect day when I woke up and they told me, hey man, Tom Green's going to be on your show this morning. He's got three shows in Irvine this weekend. Kicks it off tonight at the Irvine Improv. We've also got shows on Saturday and Sunday. Tom Green, you know him, you love him, you really can't live without him. Welcome to the program, Tom. Thanks for being here this morning.
All right. What an intro. Thank you. Good to talk to you.
Thank you, man. The only thing missing was a drum roll there, I think, really.
I love it. I love it.
All right. Well,
good to talk to you. I'm excited about my shows in Irvine this weekend. I tour all year. I'm going all over the country, all over the world, really. But, you know, I live in Los Angeles, so this is a local show for me. I can just drive down and have some fun at the club.
Fantastic. Now, when you tour the country, and you're constantly playing somewhere, you're always. So you just finished doing some shows in San Francisco. Do you ever find yourself going, oh man, I just got to stop and take a break for a while? When do you take a break?
Yeah, I take breaks. I just spent a few weeks up in Canada visiting my family, but I actually ended up doing stand up up there too. So. You know, I love it. It's an addiction, you know. Doing stand-up comedy is really, it's not something that I'd really look at like as work. The travel is tiring sometimes.
Right.
But, you know, I go to a lot of cool places. I just did a tour of Asia, so I went to a lot of countries I'd never been to for the first time, Hong Kong and all over the place.
You filmed a really cool video while you were in the Far East, man. And I just had a chance to check that out last. That's where I'm getting at with you. You do everything. You're an actor. You're obviously as funny a comedian as there is. You're also a rapper too, man.
You know, when I was a teenager, I was in a rap group, but now that I've built the studio, I've built my dream recording studio. So I just kind of, for fun, for a hobby, I like making hip hop beats, man. So yeah, when I was on my Asian tour, we would shoot music videos during the day when we were walking around the cities and shot a video in Vietnam, and it's fun. It's a fun hobby for me.
Right on. I want to remind our listeners that Tom kicks off tonight at the Irvine Improv. You do more than one show on Friday and Saturday, right? You do two shows a night on Friday and Saturday?
Yeah, I got five shows this weekend. Even doing one on Sunday, so it's going to be a good time.
Wow. Now, after you come out and you kill on the first set, how do you get up for that second set, man? Is it tougher to do a second set?
You know, it's interesting. Sometimes when you're before the first show, you sit there and you go, "Well, this is gonna be a long night." Sometimes it feels like, because you know, I do an hour on stage, pretty high energy show. But you know what happens with stand up? For me personally, I get like an adrenaline rush from it.
Yeah.
So once you're done that first show, you're kind of, you know, you're almost high basically on this energy. And then you just bring it into the second show and keep it going.
Right on.
It's a good time.
And I've seen you, man. I've seen you, man. And there really is no drop, man. It is. You're high or even higher. And I mean that in the comedian sense, that second show, man. you mentioned you're from Canada. We all know you're a Canadian and you're an active Canadian. Can you tell me a little bit about what's going on with the hotel? And I hope I'm pronouncing it right. Chateau Laurier.
Yeah. Well, that's funny. You know, the power of social media. I went back to my hometown of Ottawa, which is the national capital of Canada, and they've got a lot of beautiful architecture there, old buildings, old hotels. This hotel, the Chateau Laurier, is a very famous sort of heritage building in Ottawa. And the new owners of the building are developing, and they're putting a big addition on it. So I decided when I got to my hometown to protest City Hall, and we're trying to make the developers come up with a different design for this building. So if you follow my social media, it's all very confusing when probably you hear me describe it, but you can go look at pictures of this building, the Chateau Laurier, and see what we're trying to stop. I think it's kind of cool if we get international viewers to start lobbying the Ottawa City Hall and the Canadian federal government to stop building this addition on the Chateau Laurier. So,
right. You know what? It's like taking a look at it. Really, it's like taking a look at Notre Dame, and then you set the MGM Grand in front of it and blocks your view. Right? Is that pretty much what we're thinking?
Yeah.
All right.
It's definitely kind of a strange sort of choice to put this modern addition on this beautiful old building. But yeah, it's cool. I'm having fun with the touring. I took a little break and was up there, but. You know, what's been interesting? I was just on the show Celebrity Big Brother, okay?
Okay.
Which has been hilarious because I've got all these, you know, the Big Brother audience is this hilarious you know, hardcore audience.
Yes, right? They are. Yes.
And it's been really cool. It's been sort of interesting at my shows. I talk a lot about my experience on that show because it was pretty bizarre, you know, being on Celebrity Big Brother. I know there's a lot of Big Brother fans out there. But if you don't know the show, they make you live in a house and you got to stay in there without your phone, without any sort of, contact with the internet or the outside world until all the other celebrities get mad and kick you out. So it was actually kind of exciting and weird.
Was there anyone cheating? Because I would have to cheat, man. I'd have to have some kind of device in there.
You know, they got like 200 cameras in there, so anything you do that would be considered cheating would be caught on camera. So it's like Big Brother watching overload. So it's very surreal. I'm actually glad I did it, even though it gets very intense, the competition, and people are very, you know, mean, actually, right, to one another in there. I look at it like it was sort of hilarious,
right,
and it was just kind of an interesting thing to do.
Do you end up really like, you mentioned other people can be mean. Do you end up really disliking individuals? Is there someone you walked away with, and you don't have to mention it, but is there someone you walked away with and going, oh, what a dick, man. I really don't like that person.
Well, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
And we won't mention their name. Tom Green, by the way. If you're just joining us, we're on with Tom Green. He has a show tonight at the Irvine Improv. He's got two shows tonight at the Irvine Improv. It kicks off a weekend of shows at the Irvine Improv. If you've never seen his stand-up, you got to go. Drop what you're doing. Go wake the neighbors and get somebody to babysit. Whatever. Go see one of those shows this weekend. What time do you kick off tonight?
I think the shows tonight are at 7:30 and 9:45 or something like that.
Right.
And it's always a blast. You know, I love being in California. I've been living in L.A. now for 20 years. I came here when my show got picked up by MTV. You know, I did a public access TV show in my 20s that got picked up by MTV. And really was a life-changing thing for me, you know, because I'd been doing stand-up before and I'd been doing my radio and shows and things, but this sort of blasted my crazy pranks and stuff all over the world, and now I'm just having a blast doing these shows and touring and having a good time.
So you know what I found the other day? I found a flyer of you at a place called Yuck Yucks in 1989.
Yeah, that's right. That's in Ottawa. That's my hometown, and I started doing stand-up there when I was like 16 years old. I've always loved doing stand-up, and, I kind of stopped for a few years while I was doing the Tom Green Show on MTV, but the last 10 years or so, I've been back hitting the road hard and getting back to my roots.
You're kicking butt, dude. You are kicking butt, and you probably were then. What's the difference in the respect level that you got at 17 and what you're getting tonight, man?
Man, well, you know, it's not easy doing stand-up when you're 17 years old for a lot of reasons. I mean, the audience is looking at you like you're just some kid, which you are, and the other thing is you don't have any life experience or perspective when you're a teenager.
Right.
The only thing I'd say that is fun is when you're 17, you are, you know, at least I was sort of naive. So I didn't know that it was supposed to be as hard as it was, you know. So I had a lot of unbridled sort of goofball energy that I just brought into my show. So
right.
So
you're fearless.
You know, I do prefer it now. I do prefer it now as a 48-year-old, you know. I've been through a lot in my life. I'm a cancer survivor. I've had a lot of experiences traveling the world and experiences with relationships and perspective. So that sort of creates a lot of fodder for comedy, you know?
All right. And I want to mention it now because you mentioned it, and I'm sorry to bring it up, but on a serious note, what's it like when the doctor says, hey, man, it's a testicle. Hey, it's cancer.
Well, I knew I had something wrong with my testicle. That's because I went into the doctor. Cause I had testicular cancer. They took my right testicle. I still have the left one. It's the middle one now. So everything's fine. I mean, I recovered perfectly 100%. But, it's a scary situation for sure. It's really the word cancer that really is the thing that kind of throws you for a loop, especially when you're 28 years old.
Right.
But we did, we did a documentary about it and put it on MTV, and a lot of people saw it. So now whenever I leave the house, somebody yells, there's the Uniballer.
Yeah.
But it helped a lot of people. I get people come to my shows who diagnose their testicular cancer because of that documentary. So it's, it's been a positive thing.
I could not be happier that you caught it in time and that you're still with us today. Last thing I got to tell you, and it's really a personal thing before you go, is that not only are you a great interview, someone great to speak with, but you're a great interviewer as well, man. I love when you speak to others. I remember an interview that you did with Guinevere Turner about life and a cult and stuff. You pick the right questions. You're interested in your subjects. So I wanted to send you a little clap, give you a little love for that, man. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, you know, that's something I've been done a fair amount of on my podcasts and interview shows over the years. But lately, I've been guest hosting for the great, legendary Larry King.
Yeah.
He has an awesome show on Aura TV and Hulu, and I've just filled in for him and done about 20 episodes in the last few months, and so it's been pretty awesome.
All right. I want to tell our listeners, if you're just joining us, this is Tom Green. He's got 3 nights worth of shows this weekend. It kicks off tonight at the Irvine Improv. We invite you to go. There are 2 shows tonight, 2 shows tomorrow, and he's got a show on Sunday. Tom, we could not be more delighted that you're with us this morning. Thank you for hanging out with us.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
All right. We'll look forward to seeing you this weekend.
All right. Thank you. Yeah, absolutely.
Appreciate it. KXRN LP, Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach. Member supported KX 93.5.